I'm Bruce Van Dyke on WEOL. It's time for the Elkhorn Archives, brought to you by Eco Tree Services, your complete tree care company. Joining us, Tim Elkhorn, looking back at different games he's broadcast through his career with WEOL. And where are we going to this time? Where are you taking our time machine, Tim?
Well, Bruce, I saw tonight that the WEOL game featured Open Door. And, of course, one of the greatest memories I have as a WEOL sportscaster, and really I'm sure for Lorain County high school basketball fans overall, hard to believe now, it's been over 17 years. The 2002-2003 high school basketball campaign in which the Cinderella Open Door Patriots would advance to the Final Four in Columbus. They would be the first team since Admiral King in 1988 to get to the Final Four. You know, all the cliches, Cinderella story, Hoosiers, you name it, it was appropriate for this Open Door basketball team, a Division IV tiny school, 140 students total at the time, and yet Alan Januzzi's club, led by the incomparable Torrey Davis, would march their way down to Columbus with an incredible run of tournament games in the month of March. And so tonight on the Elkhorn Archive, we're going to look at the regional championship game, the game that got them to the Final Four when they nipped Sebring McKinley 43-42 at the Canton Fieldhouse. It's a game I'll never forget. It's a storyline that I'll never forget. You know, Bruce, when you've been doing games or when you did games for as long as I did at WEOL, I'm always asked, you know, favorite game, favorite team, whatever, and those are just impossible. But there are storylines that will always stand out for me. A couple of years ago, Lorain High making the Final Four. What a story that was. And actually, the original Lorain High, what was then their final year of existence before they came back, when John Rossitano was in his very first year as a head basketball coach and the remarkable tournament run they got on. But this Open Door team of 2003, it was just a great storyline. It was Cinderella, no doubt about it. And Open Door had a remarkable tournament run. They opened things up with a 76-37 rout of Horizon Science Academy, then beat Martin Luther King 61-45. That put them in the district championship game against Kidron Central Christian, and they actually needed a last-second jump shot by the aforementioned Torrey Davis to beat Kidron Central 42-41. So that got them to the Sweet 16, and in their first game in the regional semifinal, they knocked out the number 6 team in the state, Berlin Highland. They beat Highland 71-62. So that set up the regional championship game against the ninth-ranked team in the state, Sebring McKinley. But Open Door was on a roll. They had won 8 in a row, 11 out of 12. They were 19-5 on the year. And so it came down to this Friday night encounter at the Canton Fieldhouse, Open Door and Sebring McKinley.
Before we get to the total audio, we should also say I feel a part of this Elkhorn Archive, having helped you put together what we called the Patriots March. We did a sort of a precursor to the game that would follow that, putting together the highlights. So this highlight has sort of the NFL Films feel to it, because you'll hear not only the highlights from the game, but also the music to kind of drive it too as well.
And, Bruce, I remember a Patriots March, the actual special show that we did. I remember it very well. You and I sitting in the studio, you did a phenomenal job with a Patriots March. And 17 years later, I remember this program fondly. So I'm looking forward to hearing it again.
I'm amortizing the highlights today, having already done some of them. Now we're just going to play it back. It makes it for an easy job here in 2020 as we all have to take a little break. But let's get to the scene setter as you did it with the call and a little bit of the game from that night.
From the Canton Memorial Fieldhouse in Canton, Ohio, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the WEOL Colson & Colson Tournament Cage Matchup, where tonight we are one step from Columbus and the state Final Four in Division Four. Tim Elkhorn, along with my broadcast partner, high above courtside, Chris Coleman, and down right behind the Open Door bench, our very own Kevin Mayer, as we bring you the Patriots from Open Door at 19-5 on the season, taking on the Trojans from Sebring McKinley High School, who enter this evening's matchup with an outstanding record of 21-3. The loser will come up just shy of a trip to the Final Four, but the winner will relish the moment forever as they will head to Columbus and a trip to the state championship.
I'll tell you what, Tim, as I look at these guys before the game, it's all smiles from Coach DeNuzzi, from these 11 kids on the bench. They're just ready to, they're ready to play, and they're ready to have a good time. Coach DeNuzzi told them before the game, you know, make sure you have fun. That's what you're here for.
Well, let's play some basketball here at the Canton Memorial Fieldhouse. Hip is batted around, ricochets out of bounds into the Open Door bench. The basketball belongs to the Open Door Patriots. Madelon near the timeline, guarded by Householder. Lobs it in the left corner to Freeman. Freeman drives the baseline, left of the lane to Torrey Davis, surrounded by gold jerseys. Out front to Madelon, right side to Freeman. Who hits the three? Madelon, top side against Van Kirk, comes left to the key. Tried to float it to Davis. Ball deflected. Torrey got it, popped it in. Back out front to Freeman. Left side, Asbury, his three. Rattled it in. Mike Asbury, his first 3 points of the ball game. Lob in to Torrey Davis, perhaps. Right of his own basket. Madelon, lob in to Davis. Put it up and in. Ho-ho! Torrey Davis with six. Patriots by four at the end of one, 15-11. Jared Heron out front to Tony Madelon. Madelon, the floor general for Open Door, works to the right wing at the three-point arc. Tries to float it down low to Davis. Ball deflected. Wilson out of there with it for the Trojans. Boy, they are suffocating Torrey Davis down low. Left wing Freeman. Freeman to the baseline. Pulls up, shoots. Missed it. Freeman got it back in traffic. Bounced to Davis. Got it blocked. Put it up. No, but he got fouled. Boy, Torrey Davis showing some strength right there. Got his shot partially blocked and still managed to get it up there, and it rolled off the rim, but he'll shoot two. Torrey got them both. 10 points for Torrey Davis. 21-18. Patriots with a three-point lead. Householder brings it all the way out front. Gives it back to Scarpitti. Deals right wing to Ferguson. Ferguson with Torrey Davis on him in the right corner to Householder. Comes around a Ferguson pick that would block the sun. Householder in the lane. Shot blocked by Torrey Davis. Look ahead to Freeman. Freeman drives and scores. Aaron Freeman with five. It was all set up by the Torrey Davis block. 23-18. The Patriots by five. Neither team has taken a timeout. It has been a quick first half of basketball. 12 seconds to go in the half. Davis with the basketball. Torrey, top of the key, changing hands on the dribble. Torrey, right of the lane, fall away shot. Rattled it in! Torrey Davis with a dozen. 25-18. Householder into the forecourt. Long three, off the rim, no. We go to the half. The Patriots are halfway home. They lead by seven. 25-18. We're back after this on the Colson and Colson Tournament Tape Matchup.
Coach Newsy, a very hard-fought first half by your ball club. Any thoughts on the first half?
Well, I think there's a couple things that we really need to focus on. We need to be more efficient in our offense, more patient. I told our guys, let's go side to side and wait for Torrey and Mike to pick and choose when they're going to flash. I think sometimes we're attacking the basket too quick. Defensively, we got to pack it in more. You know, they only got, Householders only got two threes, and just because they're shooting them doesn't mean they're going to make them. You know, we've been coming out too far on defense, and that's been taking us out of our defensive rebounding position. We give them no second shots. We're patient on offense. We complete passes. We put the ball in the basket. We put the ball in the basket, you know, and we're going to be in good shape.
Alan Januzzi with his original five back on the floor. Madelon, Asbury, Heron, Freeman, and Davis. Names that will be etched in Open Door memories forever if they play next Thursday morning in Columbus. Madelon will bring it up against Van Kirk. Madelon into the forecourt, lob in the lane to Davis. Davis right of the lane, powered it up and in off the glass. Torrey Davis with 16. It's a 10-point lead for the Patriots. What an incredible story Alan Januzzi and his team is weaving in this postseason in 2003. Householder on the right sideline. Cross-court pass, Scarpitti. Scarpitti to the baseline. The runner blocked by Davis. Rebound Ferguson, blocked by Davis again. Out of there with it comes Madelon. Madelon inside the timeline. Right side to Asbury. Clock at seven. Asbury in the lane. Put the shot up and in with 3 seconds to go. Asbury with seven. And that ends the quarter. 35-27. The Patriots by eight. We'll play the final 8 minutes from the Canton Fieldhouse after this on the Colson and Colson tournament cage matchup. Open door is 8 minutes away from playing in Columbus next Thursday morning, and they lead by 8. Patriots with the basketball as we start the fourth. Madelone behind his back on the dribble, lost it. Out of there with it come the Trojans. Into the forecourt, Van Kirk. Van Kirk left of the lane, down the lane against Davis. Shot blocked, but they'll call the foul on Corey. Oh, he doesn't like it. Van Kirk will shoot two, and boy, the Patriot fans letting the officials hear it. As Van Kirk shoots two, let's go two. Kevin Mayer behind that Patriot bench. Kevin?
All right, Tim, between periods, Coach Nuzzi telling his team he wants to spread the floor. Try to eat some clock. They want to spread the floor and drive, try to leave Corey Davis alone down underneath, try to get him open.
6:25 to go, and the defensive pressure has picked up for the Trojans. Freeman down the lane, dishes to Asbury, fumbled in, double dribbled in. Asbury in a hurry, lost control of the basketball. Scarpini to the baseline, the jumper around the rim and in. It hung on there and finally dropped through. Scarpini with three. 37-32. An open door lead of 10 has been cut in half. Their advantage is 5. Madelone lob to Davis right of the lane. Quest court pass left wing to Heron. His jumper, a beauty! Jared Heron, the sophomore, with 7. 39-32. The Patriots by 7 with 5:20 to go. Cross court pass to Freeman. Freeman shy of the timeline. Had his pocket picked by Householder. Up ahead to Van Kirk. Drives. Missed the layup. Rebound ricochets to Madelone. Madelone into the forecourt. Madelone bumped from behind. No foul. Cross court pass left corner to Heron. Heron baseline left. The jumper right there. Jared Heron with 9. Timeout. Trojans 41-32. The Patriots by 9. It is Bedlam on the opposite side. The Trojans with the basketball down by 9. Van Kirk in the right corner, and he hits a 3. Van Kirk off the timeout, drains the bomb. 41-35. The lead is 6. Dean running the lane. Got his shot blocked by Davis. Heron grabbed the ball but saved it into Van Kirk. Bounce underneath. Wilson turns, shoots, hits off the glass. Andrew Wilson with 6. 41-37. The lead is down to 4. 3:25 to go. Rebound, Josh Dean. Dean out of there with it for the Trojans. Under 3 minutes to go. Dean, right of the lane, puts the brakes on. Left corner, Van Kirk for 3. It's good! 13 for Van Kirk. It's a 1-point ball game.
So as you hear, the Patriots were teetering on the brink. They hadn't scored in nearly 5 minutes. Their 9-point lead basically had disappeared. They had been up 41-32, and now they're just hanging on for dear life. But you know what? It's an overused term. It's a cliche, but this team of destiny, they were going to find a way to win this thing and punch their ticket to Columbus the following week, and it set up one of the most exhilarating final minutes of play that I've ever been involved with and was ever involved with at WEOL.
Brian Clark has 1 timeout left. Out front, Van Kirk deals right side to Scarpitti. 1 minute to go. Left side to Van Kirk. Van Kirk at the three-point arc. Left corner to Scarpitti. Baseline jumper is good. Scarpitti with 5. 42-41. The Trojans have climbed all the way back to take a 1-point lead. Torrey Davis will bring it up for open door, and Alan Januzzi says, run the offense. Januzzi barking out signals. Torrey, top of the key. Torrey left of the lane, in the lane, shot up, no good. Tip, no. Torrey got the rebound, muscled it up and in. Oh, my, they'll say jump ball.
Unbelievable.
Possession arrow belongs to the Trojans. Timeout, open door. Timeout, Patriots. 42-41. The Trojans by 1. Tim Elkhorn, Chris Coleman back with you. 26.7 seconds to go. The Patriots have seen a 9-point lead vaporize. 10 straight points by the Trojans. On the inbound, Scarpitti, ball knocked out of his hands, and they'll call the foul on Torrey Davis.
Well,
Torrey Davis picks up his 3rd foul. They almost got the steal. 24 seconds to go. And heading to the other end, David Scarpitti. 5 points tonight. 6'1 junior, averaging 9 per ball game. 1 of 2 from the line tonight. Open door led 41-32. 10 straight points by the Trojans have given them the one-point lead. Scarpitti, line right, first one up. No good! Rebound, Torrey Davis. 22 seconds to go. Davis on the left-hand dribble in the backcourt. Steps into the forecourt against Van Kirk. Timeout, open door. 15.9 to go. The Patriots take timeout. They'll set up a play to go to Columbus right after this. 42-41. The Patriots down by one. 15.9 seconds to go. Kevin Mayer, what sort of play did Alan Januzzi just draw?
Well, Tim, I think they're going to try to dump it down to Torrey Davis. You got to go to your go-to guy in this situation. And if it doesn't fall, they're going to go for a quick foul and try to do it again.
On the floor, Asbury, Madelone, Davis, Heron, and Freeman. Freeman will inbound just inside the half-court line, directly in front of the scorer's table. Freeman throws it in to Torrey Davis at the base of the center circle, and here we go. Davis changing hands on the dribble. Davis, right of the lane, stops, shoots, no good. Rebound Madelone, left of the lane, put it up, no good. Rebound Davis in the lane, put it in with 3 to go. Put it in with 3 to go. Timeout Trojans. Timeout Trojans as Torrey Davis may have hit the shot to send open door to Columbus. 3 seconds to go. Alan Januzzi pacing the sidelines. The Patriots' incredible journey here in March of 2003 may continue in unbelievable fashion here at the Canton Fieldhouse. Wilson will inbound for the Trojans. The Patriots step back defensively. Wilson into Scarpitti. Scarpitti up the right side. Gives it in the corner. He threw it out of bounds. And that's it. It is pandemonium here at the Canton Fieldhouse. And can you believe it? The open door Patriots on Thursday morning will take their show to Value City Arena and the Jerome Schottenstein Center to play in the state semifinal in Division IV. Torrey Davis with a putback basket with 3 seconds to go lifts open door to a 43-42 win over Sebring McKinley. Open door at 20-5 will cut the nets here at the Canton Memorial Fieldhouse.
So the Torrey Davis shot, the putback shot, a shot that will live in Lorain County history books forever, would send open door to the Final Four. Now, the clock would strike midnight on this Cinderella team down in Columbus as they got beat in the state semifinal by Marion Local. But what an incredible run it was for the open door Patriots, led by Torrey Davis. In fact, in that regional championship game against Sebring McKinley, that putback basket would give Davis 18 points and 14 rebounds in the contest. And again, open door hadn't scored for nearly 5 minutes, but they saved that bucket at the end, the best for last. The Torrey Davis putback, and the Patriots would win it 43-42, and they would get their 20th win of the year. Bruce, as I mentioned at the outset, one of the great storylines in Lorain County boys basketball history, and I thought with open door on WEOL tonight, why not go back 17 years and relive some of those memories for the Patriot fans and really for Lorain County basketball fans, because it was just so much fun. And as you know, when you're around tournament basketball and a team gets on a run, the emotion, the adrenaline, the excitement, it just builds game after game from sectional to district to regional. You just savor every moment of it. And boy, I can't believe that was over 17 years ago now. By the time this basketball season ends, this will be the 18th anniversary of Open Door going to that Final Four. But it was amazing. It was a terrific team led by the incredible Torrey Davis, Torrey would go on to have a phenomenal career at Baldwin Wallace, and now serves very honorably and has had an unbelievable career in the U.S. military. So we thank Torrey Davis for his service to our country. And Alan Januzzi, what a fabulous job he did in coaching that team. And it was a joy. It was a joy to cover them. It was a joy to call those games.
The Open Door Patriots from March of 2003 on this week's edition of the Alcorn Archives, brought to you by Eco Tree Services, your complete tree care company. For Tim Alcorn, I'm Bruce Van Dyke on AM 930, 100.3 FM, WEOL.